Well, well, well. Welcome to a very special episode of the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. Guys, Gamble and I are engaging in an explosive tell-all. We have got permission from Foxtel. We are blowing the lid off everything. Explosive scenes that you guys have seen. Behind-the-scenes gossip. We're breaking it up into two parts, so this is part one. Grab your wine, guys. Grab it. Hold on to your walls and your headphones, because you are going to want to listen to every single minute of this. So, without further ado, part one of the explosive tell-all. I'm so excited to finally have you on the podcast. I know we've been waiting like about, 6 months around, because we've had to sit on something, haven't we?
We've been sitting on something.
First off, you've got some personal news. We had a phone call the other day when we were trying to arrange the interview, and yeah, you told me something that was quite shocking.
I'm a bit sniffly, darling. I asked my husband for Chanel No. 5, and he gave me Corona 19. COVID 19, and I wanted Chanel No. 5, and you know, my husband gets it all wrong. I asked you if you could bring a minister in on the call because I thought I was dying this morning.
Yeah.
And Prime Minister.
Yes, I am a minister. We're both ministers.
Ministers of the Universal Life Church.
Shit.
Did you get the robe?
No, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, I got the whole thing because I did a same-sex marriage before it was legal. My husband did a routine check before he conducted some surgery on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And they took him before he does the surgery, and he got a very, a tiny, really light line. When you do these kits, you know when you've got it. And so then he cancelled his list, and he went and had the proper list, and it took 3 or 4 days for the results to come back. And they're like, he's like, you know, I need to know if I've got this or not. And on some Monday morning, so he got a test on Saturday morning. Monday morning, afternoon, he got his results, and it was positive. But it was when he had his test, it was quite weak. So it took them a while to process it. He kept phoning them. They're like, we can't get a reading. And I did my COVID test because I'd slept at Janet's on Friday night. We got very drunk together and I over. And I woke up in the morning. I was having breakfast with her and Sam, and Rick told me I've just got a soft positive to COVID, because I thought I had hay. I was like, I thought I had COVID. I mean, and then I kept getting negatives. And then on Tuesday afternoon, I did the home kit. And there's one and then it just went boom, you've got COVID. So I went and had the official test, and I have COVID in the full extreme, but I am double vaxxed with AstraZeneca. My husband's had 3 doses, 2 AstraZeneca and 1 of the fancy pants Pfizer that everyone wants. And he is great. And luckily Janet doesn't have COVID.
That's great.
Across that. Yeah. It's a scoop for you because I haven't told anyone I've got COVID yet, other than obviously Dot D from Voxel Publicity, because I was not in the bestest moods.
When we were on the phone, you were freaking out because Barry ate one of your COVID tests.
Oh, he was trying to eat my COVID test. I was like, I'd rather eat the COVID test than the other pills I had in the bed. I mean, I like Panadol and God knows what, but hay fever medicine. I mean, nothing that I had in my bed on this occasion would have been deadly to him. Luckily, you got me 20 years too late, Barry, to be dangerous.
So, season 5, it's been pretty crazy, hey?
Oh, hasn't it been a good season? We're just seeing what these bitches are really like, huh?
Definitely.
Oh, but you know, I saw it at the podcast. I'm sending Cherry an invoice for new hearing aids.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am really disappointed in Cherry for that comment. I personally liked Cherry watching the season, but once I saw that preview for the finale on Sunday, I'm like, that was really uncalled for and really nasty.
I know what? I'm actually glad she said that, because I want hearing problems to be treated like eye problems. Someone says you should check your glasses, you know, or you're not seeing properly, you can't drive properly when you can't see properly. And I think when you can't hear properly, you are just really annoying, right? So when someone can't hear properly, they're really annoying, aren't they? Aren't they, Pix? My yeah. dogs can't see very well. So you'll be calling them and they'll bark at things and statues and that sort of stuff. And also with hearing, mm-hmm. they can hear a lot better than I can when I don't have these in, but I can hear quite well. And so I honestly thought that I had misheard.
I thought, what else did she say?
But you know what? That's not all that she said. Tune in on Sunday. I bet they hear the rest of it. Because she was at it. She told me I misheard that I you know, and you see it in the teaser. Yeah. Get your hearing aid. Well, I honestly thought because she was so adamant about it, and I'll let that. We can talk after Sunday, but I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But, big time caught. I don't know what got into those girls that night, but at least made them a bit more interesting, I guess. I'm sorry it's at Jackie's expense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, imagine saying, oh, I've got to sit through 3 hours of someone's podcast. When Jackie has sat through, mind you, she was a bit naughty at Cherry's, but she's pregnant, for God's sake. You know why Cherry was in such a bad mood?
Why?
She didn't like position in the opening titles.
What? What do you mean?
I know. Isn't that a ball buster? I thought she was upset with me. I was like, oh, what have I done to Cherry? You know, I've been calling her Blunty Cunty.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was a term of endearment, better than boring.
Where was she initially in the opening titles? Like, what was her...
I actually think she had a really good place. I think she was where Simone is now, which I think is actually a good spot.
Yeah.
But I think it went Janet, Jackie, me, Kyla. I can't remember. I just remember going on, sort of like it was the OGs and then the new Gs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not used to saying the old girls and the new girls, but, you know, and I think it ended on Cherry, which I actually think is a better spot because, you know, you're in before the show goes on because most people go, oh, it started, and you're grabbing your champagne and you're running around and you're trying to get down, boom, to the last person. That would have been a better spot for her.
Yeah.
And now it's like Simone's got the spot. It's a better spot. But you know what? Cherry was very aware. She's very funny about everything. And I want to know, and when I found out, because before we started, they were really, you know, ratty, snaky. And because we're not allowed to talk to each other before we start, but you could see they were gnarly. And I saw her crying in the corner with the producer. I'm like, what on earth is wrong? What have I done? And then I found out she's crying about her positioning in the title.
Oh my God.
I'm in reality.
Problems. I think we should get into the elephant in the room, and that's Anjali, hashtag runaway Bambi.
Runaway Bambi.
Yeah. Do you remember you put it on Twitter and then I ran with it for the whole season? It was just like.
You're a freaking cracker. You don't miss a thing. My God. Remember when I thought you were Kyla?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're not Kyla. You're not Kyla, and you're like, no, I just like changed my name, and I Real Housewives told me who you were.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, right, he's okay, don't worry.
No.
And I thought you were Kyla, right? So I was like, oh, so can you tell me anything?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh my God. We have to talk off camera. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. So your drama with Anjali started in episode 2 at the Champagne Masterclass when she kind of came at you claiming that you on Philip's podcast, and Philip's a friend of mine and I love his podcast or his video blog. So Anjali...
No, that's not where she did it. I thought she's talking about her fake podcast. So when I filmed with her the first time before we got closed down, she didn't have a job. She didn't, you know, have a leg. She just had a baby. That's fine. And the best time to start your podcast or blog is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's cool. I'm glad. I'm happy to be the first guest on Anjali's podcast when it happened. And that's how we tested her. I say we, the producers tested her to see how she's filming and how I was, because I mean, they hadn't seen me for quite some time. And this is right. Before. So I filmed with her before we filmed this season. So we were out for what was like a year or something before yeah. we filmed after that. And I went to her fake job, I called it, because, and that's why I said, what, at your fake job, love? And that's why she just like taken down in 1 second, because don't come at me.
No.
Don't come at me with some false accusation. Where I was referring to Philip is that I thought she was my friend. I gave her the opportunity to be on Philip's podcast. It's like having the opportunity to be on your podcast, because social commentators are more important than journos in so many ways these days, because they're actually in it, they're interested, people listen to them. Social commentating is a real thing now, and it's really important, and Philip is amongst the best. So Janet and I said, I'll bring Janet on, and I'll bring this great girl. She's going to be the best housewife yet of the new ones, mm-hmm. and I reckon she's going to have legs. I reckon she will smash it, and you'll be the first one to interview her. It'll be a great scoop. And she was charming and lovely, but when you first get to know them, they're really charming. And I thought we were best friends. I'm like, Janet loved her. And we're like, oh, yeah, she's one of us. You know, it's like we took Simone on because Simone was easy and she's fun to hang out with.
Yeah,
and
I
she
love doesn't Simone. Like
getting a bit messy, and she's done kind of like, you know, going for a breakup and she'll cry and like middle of something. You're like, oh, love, let me take you home. Actually, no, I'm not taking this hot mess back to my husband. But you know what I mean? Like, she's like, she doesn't really, you don't mind. I mean, she's all right. But, and I thought that was Angeline. So I was so taken aback. Yeah. And the thing was, at the time, I was giving Kyla a really big berth and trying to keep Janet off it, because Janet's just like, this girl drives me mad. She's lying. Everything she's saying, her name's Kyla, it's not Kyla.
Yeah.
You know, this didn't happen. And there was more that happened at the lunch that you didn't see because it was a bit too grotty to go there.
Yeah.
And she's not resonating from, you know, a place of authenticity. And I was like, hang on, Janet, people change. When they have children, they stop swearing. People try to build themselves up. Part of her brand is champagne. If you've got to sell a bottle of champagne for $120, you need to be well-dressed and be painting some sort of picture. But, you know, do you know who sent me the cutest little message on Twitter? Do you know Rita? She's one of our Foxtel, she's from Sky News.
Yeah, yeah.
She sent me this message saying, is Kyla a fantasist? Look it up.
Fantasist, okay.
Fantasist, what a great word. And I said, I'm not really sure. And we had a giggle.
So a person who imagines or dreams about something desired, a serial liar.
You know, she's just thugging on a beer. I'm just a perfect example of, you know, humanity here in my soul beer. Once I've got COVID, just what the doctor ordered, quite frankly. Anyway, so imagine that, a fantasist. So what a brilliant word. But I don't have these words in my vocabulary.
Ben's was a pretty explosive cast trip. We saw that dinner was... That was next level. And obviously, like, I'm under the impression that there was a lot more that was said between Janet and Kyla that maybe Kyla wanted to suppress coming out, or maybe that Janet wanted to protect Kyla in a way too. Like what was going on there?
Anyone that has to tell you that they don't lie, do you have to tell people you don't lie?
No.
You don't, because you're not a liar, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Say, I don't lie. Well, I mean, you don't say that because you didn't come on here saying, I don't lie. It's just an instant, like, why? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you go, oh, like, if someone said, oh, you said this, you'd be thinking, oh, was I misunderstood? Was I whatever? But sitting there going, I don't know. And that's all she ever says. I mean, you're a fucking liar. Because and the only people that tell you they don't lie are liars.
It's very true. Kyla went on social media and basically said that the producers had to shut everything down completely. Like Janet went too far and like, you know, it was just this big ruckus where production was like, shut it down. We have to stop. Kyla walked off. So what is the truth to that?
I wanted to get into Fashion Gate, right?
Right.
A fight about fashion is a godsend. And I'm telling you right now, when you see on Sunday what comes up, I've got to tell you, Cherry and Simone should have just been loving Fashion Gate, right? I was loving that because, you know, you've got Cherry who's some of the stuff she said was pretty wild and very defensive. And it was like, sweet, oh, fight about fashion. It's fun and it's great to watch because it's not soul-destroying, although, you know, Cherry wasn't very happy about it, just bawling her eyes out. But it's still, still amusing, right? So, well, okay, I'm downstairs waiting to go up for dinner and they're shooting me, Cherry and Simone.
Oh, yes.
And I had to luckily I've got my Dyson Airwrap. If you don't know what a Dyson Airwrap is, boys and girls, it is the fastest way to blow dry your hair, right, and curl your hair. It's just like boom, 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 boom. So Dyson Airwrap in the tropics. I redid my hair 4 times trying to go upstairs. And you can see it's like... And I'm in the most amazing dress of my whole season. So excited for dinner. And we've got Fashion Gate and I'm so excited. And honestly, I thought stupidly that this was going to be a highly entertaining dinner because Fashion Gate and Fashion Gate. I was just like, I couldn't wait to see. I mean, Cherry and Simone are well matched to have a blue because... You know, they're both quite, I don't know, majestic in presence when they look at each other and they're evenly pitted, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're both very much self-image aware. Simone and Cherry are upstairs and we sit down and then Kyla starts going, I don't lie. And her name's Kylie from wherever. And then basically sort of we had a lot of other intel coming in and a lot of other stuff happening. And, you know, I'm just sitting there going, oh, I don't really want this story today, Kyla. And, you know, Fashion Gate's much more interesting to me because we know that Kyla is putting it on for the champagne. I don't care. It's authentic to me. Her bullshit doesn't break. It's just horse manure. You can grow roses from horse manure. It's not a big deal. Okay, she's a fantasist or whatever, but that's what her brand is, you know. And I actually really enjoy it. And like, I actually live for what Kyla's going to turn up to a shoot in. I mean, the outfits we had this season, like, were awe-inspiring.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, I live for her to come to a shoot. And then when she started snobbing me, like, that was a bit later on. But anyway. So I'm okay with the manure coming from Kyla. It's fine. We know where you're coming from, Kyla. Yeah, you want to be a fancy pants pants. But Janet didn't like it because then it was sort of like she was trying to, you know, frame me. And then people don't understand how far Janet and I have come. Yeah. Obviously, they bang on, but Janet called you all these things. Now, you got to remember, I called Janet a whole lot of things as well. And so Janet and I are like sisters. We also don't mind having a bit of a play like meh, 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 together. It's sporting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
We have so much fun with it. So to try and wrap me up in, oh, which was mean to you, but, I mean, I didn't have a history of Janet. Our head producer slammed on the tape that Kyla and Janet would not stop. We couldn't get Fashion Gate. I was really disappointed at that dinner. The producers came in and they said, we're done. We're done.
Oh, my God.
Because Kylie Cooper had already, like, gone off.
Yeah, so then she came back. Did she?
I don't know what happened. No, she didn't come back. She just took off. And so she didn't get to come to golf. She didn't get to do anything. She said, you know, bar, it's all too much for me. And, I mean, it was just dinner. And, I mean, honestly, you can't be the victim and the perpetrator at the same time. Kyla kept at Janet, oh, tell us the truth, Janet. So don't fucking wave a red flag at Janet. She's going to say, yeah, Kylie from, you know, El Salvador, whatever, like, no, whatever that suburb is out, wherever it is, and stop saying you go to France 5 billion times a week or whatever. And like, anyway, it was so uninteresting, and the producers just got over it, and Kylie did a big storm off, and I'm like, oh, Janet, we had Fashion Gate. But apparently Cherry and Simone had sorted out upstairs. But not at all. And they were so mean to Simone. They couldn't even speak her name. I was so jealous of her. Because Simone came on later on. Obviously, Simone's attractive. Not quite as attractive as me, but she's trying to live with it.
Yeah, of course, of course.
She doesn't mind talking about it. But even at the time, she's going, I'm the young, I'm the hot one, I'm the sexy one, I'm the good-looking one. And they thought they were going to be the hot ones. And Janet and I sit there going, yeah, okay, because we're not in that ranking, huh? I mean, we're not, but fucking hell, like, save it for your gay friends, mate, because we're actually in the room.
Wild. Simone had the graduation dinner, and you wanted to hold Angelie accountable for kind of causing the biff between Cherry and Simone.
I actually didn't. I went there to sit down and have something to eat. And then in Angelie's style, she was speaking to Simone like she was a dog. Not even a dog, because dogs are nice. You go, dog, you're talking to her very nicely. Oh, pussycat, don't worry, I want to hit your head.
She was talking to her like a sewer rat.
I just knew. She told me after the dinner, she said, it's all fake fights, it's all fake. I'm like, why are you speaking to Simone like this? Why? And she said, oh, she's just enamored with herself. She loves herself. She's, she's, you know, and I'm like, don't we all love?
Literally, don't we all love ourselves? It's called self-love. Like, get on it, people.
No, but she's, and I'm like, but you can't speak to somebody like, what the hell? I don't know. It turns out she was in a relationship from what I've heard. But behind the scenes, there's always something going on behind the scenes. And that's probably what they didn't want to come to the surface. That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true. Right. Angelie, I don't know if this is true. It's just a rumour. But that rumour has it that they're together.
Please
now.
Please send us a cease and desist.
Yeah, I know. Or send us to, or drag us through HR. Why I end up talking to you. Because Janet was dragged through HR.
I know.
And the messages that Kyla sent, that Janet sent Kyla, Janet did not say anything disparaging about her child. She did not say the things that Kyla is saying that she said. Yeah. And I believe that Janet's going to publish those text messages if Kyla keeps going down the same raft that she's been going on. Because Janet will publish what's been sent to her, because she was just saying to Kyla, I think anyone would be upset being taken to HR, but she actually was messaging her directly and not taking on social media.
Which is the better way to deal with it, right? And then obviously
social media. I mean, you know, when I was trying to work out what's going on with you, it wasn't good for any of us. We're just here to have fun on Twitter, that make people laugh and make the funny, you know, a funny jab here and there, but not to go digging into it. I only went digging because I thought you were Kyla.
Your album launch, Baron Joey Road, congratulations. I saw that it was number one on Australia's top 20 list.
So that's with the downloads that go for radio and all the media all over the world, which is really exciting. I've got to find out where it's gone on the charts. So it takes a bit of scratching around. And, I don't know where I am, but I'll be on the independent Australian artist somewhere. Yeah. I'm just not sure. But streaming, it's hard to calculate. I mean, I had the music playing where I got hit by a wave in an Instagram post. I know it got sucked out to sea. That's not the only time I got hit by a wave.
Oh,
and the skirt nearly took me out. I nearly lost the skirt, but we didn't use that one. So I thought they got played quite a lot because it's quite entertaining. But I'm really actually quite proud of that, of the music I've got.
Absolutely.
And I want to write for other people as well. So now, and for the sync market, I wrote, if you look, I've got on that EP, I've got a song called Silver Bullet, and I wrote that for the market.
Yeah.
Out of that one too. So I haven't done a music video for that yet, but I wrote that about the monster. We lose our inner monster when we fall in love, that monster that protects us from the boogeyman, meaning the people that we meet. But then when you fall in love, you're completely disarmed. And so that's Silver Bullet is like, love is like a silver bullet to your monster, that we all have, because we're all monsters, men and women, until we fall in love, and then we're just pussycats. We turn into little tiny pussycats. Please, everyone, if you go over and follow me on Spotify and just put it's got a really nice holiday vibe about it. If you could put me on your summer vibes list, that would be amazing, because the more people's playlists I'm on, the more more traction it gets, and that
Well, there we go. Part one of the explosive tell-all with Gamble. I hope you guys really enjoyed this insight. We have been holding on to so much information for the past 6 months, so this has been a really great opportunity to be able to discuss all of this. And obviously, that's not all. RHOM exclusive gets caught up in the finale. So, if you want to see what goes down, make sure you tune in to The Real Housewives of Melbourne on Sunday night, and then part two here on the RHOM exclusive podcast, where we will be breaking down everything. Make sure that you add Barrenjoey Road to your Spotify playlists. I will know. I will track you down. I will find you. Guys, you think I'm kidding? I'm the Twitter Ninja. Like, come on. I love you all. Twitter Ninja out.